Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38 in the New Revised Standard Version. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by this word and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of the ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. May we bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Astonishing God, send your Holy Spirit upon us as we await the coming of your Son. Fill us with good things that we may conceive your reign on earth and glorify you according to your word. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. So what we have here on the fourth Sunday of Advent is the Annunciation. Oh, wait, I have something. It's not going to make sense to the choir if they don't see what you guys see. So we're going to pass that out.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is the Annunciation. That's what we have on the fourth Sunday of Advent. It's like this story that we've been waiting for, which for what feels like ever, but it's only been 4 weeks. This story we've been waiting for is so close. We can almost touch it. Heaven breaks open for an angel named Gabriel. And Gabriel comes to bring a wholly unexpected announcement. And it's a plot twist for sure. Maybe if you were here last week, you might remember how we were talking about how John the Baptist was often confused for Jesus. Like, he was a bit of a doppelganger. And it's not because they necessarily looked a lot alike that we know of, but it was more because of the similarities found within their words and actions. Well, they had a lot more in common than just their words and actions. These sort of life circumstance similarities followed them throughout their lives, even before conception. Both of these births were unlikely at best. And both of these births were announced to their parents by an angel, a specific angel, Gabriel. But there's a lot of other things going on that have all of these other plot twists going on beyond those similarities. So just before the passage that we read today, Luke tells us about a couple named Elizabeth and Zechariah. Zechariah is a priest. Elizabeth is barren, and they're both old. I don't know what old means. Some days I feel old. Some days I don't. But one day, Zechariah is performing his priestly duties. He's offering incense in the temple, and the angel Gabriel appears to him to tell him that Elizabeth will soon have a son, and Zechariah is to name that child John. John the Baptist. Poor Zechariah. He finds this news a little astonishing. I'm sure none of us would have questioned. He finds it almost unbelievable. And he questions the angel. He and Elizabeth have been praying for a child throughout their entire marriage, and it hasn't happened. And now she's past her prime, and there's no way that she can get pregnant now. Well, Gabriel is a little offended with Zechariah's questioning, and strikes him mute until John is born. There's not really any information about what Elizabeth thought of all of this, but when our passage for today starts, we know that Elizabeth is in her sixth month of pregnancy. Gabriel wasn't messing around. What he proclaimed God would do is happening. A woman who tried and tried to conceive without success is now and is now past childbearing age. She's successfully carrying a child in her womb. No one saw that coming. At least Elizabeth and Zechariah certainly didn't. What was considered unimaginable was currently happening. And while this unbelievable thing is happening at Elizabeth's house, Gabriel is sent to Nazareth to talk to a young woman named Mary. She's engaged, but she's not yet married. So that means that she's still living at her parents' house. The marriage hasn't been consummated. The angel comes and appears and tells Mary she's going to be pregnant with God's son. Personally, I think that her disbelief is a little, it's pretty understandable, if you ask me. This is something that has captured the imaginations of people for 2,000 years. There are hundreds of famous paintings, sculptures, and other depictions of the Annunciation going back as far as the 11th century. Not to mention all of the amateur artists out there who have tried their hand at depicting the Annunciation. It's such a plot twist. This event is such a plot twist in the history of humanity. It is such a rare and difficult to imagine thing. This Annunciation captivates our imaginations so much that artists, they've been pulled to recreate it over and over again. Donatello, Van Eck, Da Vinci, El Greco, Caravaggio, those are some of the names that we would expect to be associated with depictions of the Annunciation. They're probably some of the most well-known. But even more modern artists like René Magritte and Salvador Dali have tried their hands at depicting the Annunciation. On the screen, I have a painting by Henry Oswald Tanner. It's from the late 19th century. The next time you make it to Philly, make a stop at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and you can see it in person. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. The angel isn't represented by your typical figure in these long flowing robes with wings outstretched, hovering above. Rather, Gabriel here is a bright column of light. And if you see this painting in person, it seems almost as if there is an actual, like, source of light coming out of the painting, that there's a light bulb that you could turn off all of the other lights in the museum, and that painting alone would just illuminate the entire building. You can see here that Mary looks confused. Asua has depicted her as a skinny, knock-kneed teenager. But I think that her expression is so beautifully captured here. Each time that I look at it, I find a little something new, another nuance to that expression. She's wary, but she's curious. Cautious, yet bold. This being that has burst into her room is obviously beyond the earthly realm. It's beyond her, beyond our understanding. It's nothing she or we have ever experienced before. Mary is just living her life. The biggest excitement on the horizon is her upcoming nuptials. Mary was a faithful, young Jewish woman who had deep religious convictions. She loved God. She prayed and participated in rituals, but in no way did she ever anticipate the way in which God would insert this major plot twist into her life. I think sometimes, maybe often, we read the story of the Annunciation and we think about what a miraculous event it is. But I think our mistake is to only relegate the Annunciation to a one-time event. I think that sometimes we forget that, as Gabriel told Mary, nothing will be impossible without God. Nothing will be impossible with God. We can't anticipate, and so we don't expect the ways that God will break into humanity, break into human history, break into our lives today to insert a plot twist. We tend to think that our unassuming lives isolates us from the extraordinary. But I think that Mary's surprise visitor tells us otherwise. Mary wasn't a superstar. She wasn't living in the lap of luxury. Her hometown wasn't a bustling metropolis. The unexpected and the unimaginable can happen anywhere. To anyone. In the space between Elizabeth's story and Mary's story exist the impossible possibilities of God's abundance. In the space between a barren and elderly Elizabeth and the teenage Mary blooms a miracle so great that it testifies nothing is impossible for God. A barren woman can bear a child, a virgin can conceive. Doctors, nurses, and patients are astonished when a tumor shrinks, contrary to a bleak prognosis. The Lord can enter the world as a child. From the tomb can come resurrection. The Holy Spirit can empower the church for its worldwide mission. Because of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the Holy continues to provide plot twists by breaking into our lives to bring us closer to the completion of creation as the already and not yet reign of God. The Annunciation is, it's not only a past event. The Annunciation is a promise of the future, with a future tense. With God, nothing will be impossible. Thanks be to God. Amen.